My name is Sam. Over the weekend, I was saddened to hear about the death of the 40-year-old American actor Paul Walker. His fame was due mostly to a recurring role in the Fast and Furious movies, a series of films whose appeal was largely based on spectacular car chases. As the media reported on his death, it was impossible for them to not comment on the tragic irony that Walker had lost his life in a car crash. It was also hard for them to avoid the fact that Walker's career had basically been built on playing the same character over and again in a fairly formulaic series of films. Now, apart from his work in films and his fame, it is clearly a terrible tragedy that a young man, along with a friend, has been killed in this manner. Yet reading about Walker's life also served to remind me that sometimes making the most of your life simply means doing the things that you love most, whatever reasons there might be not to. I found it genuinely moving to read that Paul Walker had apparently been unconcerned about being typecast, or the lack of critical acclaim his films received. Quite simply, he loved what he was doing, and so regardless of critical opinion or roles he may have missed out on, he had been glad to make the most of doing work that he deeply enjoyed. Now, our decisions and our work and our lives will not be subject to the kind of scrutiny a film star faces, but most of us don't need much help to find any number of reasons or distractions to keep us from doing those things that make us feel most alive. So perhaps it's time to get out of the office a little earlier than normal, or spend a little less time with our iPad or smartphone. Instead, we might go and dust off and open up the case with our old musical instrument inside, or go and dig out the tennis racket that's been out of action for a while now. It might be time for you to take a drive out to the beach or a walk in the countryside. Almost certainly for many of us, there will be relationships we would love to have more time to enjoy. For people of faith, there will be those things that we find refreshing because they help us reconnect with God. And for all of us, there will be activities it feels like we were made to enjoy, and that to make the most of our lives, we should not neglect. As tragic as Paul Walker's death is, it was still refreshing to read about a man who lived for the things he loved, and it is certainly worth taking a moment or two, ourselves, to ask whether the balance of our own lives allows us the time and space to enjoy those things we treasure most.
Breakout Radio, made in County Durham. www.breakout-radio.co.uk